It took more than 5 hours, but the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board decided students will start the year in person, then move over to distance learning. The decision follows a South Carolina order that requires all schools to offer in-person classes. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
Anxiety and mixed messages were already rampant when the CMS board went to Mallard Creek High to decide on a plan for reopening August 17th. Just a few hours earlier, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster had ordered schools to offer full-time in-person instruction with an option for families to choose remote learning. South Carolina is in the midst of a COVID-19 outbreak generally considered worse than North Carolina's. But McMaster said in-person classes are essential for children's learning, health, and safety, and for parents to go to work.
We must do it safely, we must do it carefully, but we must do it.
But North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper had just ordered schools not to send everyone back at the same time. Instead, he gave North Carolina's school districts two options: reopen school buildings with 6 feet of social distancing, or return to the remote-only approach of last spring. CMS had been working on those options for weeks, and had spent hours at a public meeting outlining a social distancing plan that involved 1 week in school and 2 weeks of remote learning at home for students. But what emerged Wednesday was something very different. Here's School Board Chair Elise Dashew.
It's essentially a short period of in-person onboarding for students, meeting their teachers, socially distanced in smaller cohorts, followed by moving into remote learning for a period of time.
Before getting to that point, board members spent hours questioning medical experts from the Mecklenburg Health Department, Atrium, and Novant Healthcare Systems. But they couldn't get the one thing they wanted: clear measures of when it's safe to open schools and when everyone needs to be sent home. The experts agreed there are no easy answers, and there are risks to any path the board would choose. If you reopen, you will have COVID-19 cases, they said. If you don't, students face other risks from being isolated at home. Rhonda Cheek, a school board member who is a nurse, had this question.
So given the current trend, where we are today, what you've seen, what we've heard about pediatric cases, is it safe for us to open schools?
Dr. Catherine Olmsted, a pediatrician with Novant whose husband is also a doctor, answered.
We have a sixth grader and an eighth grader in CMS, and our family decision is that they will go to school in person if in-person school opens.
Olmsted also reported that Novant has tested 15,000 children for COVID-19, with about 15% testing positive.
So we've had 2,000 children test positive, only 10 of them sick enough to be admitted, and only one of them became critically ill, and that was a child who had very, very severe underlying conditions.
That persuaded Cheek to argue for a socially distanced in-person return.
So we have our staff saying that we're ready to open schools to students being in the buildings. We have our public health department saying that we are okay to open schools. We have our medical experts here saying that they will send their own child to our schools when they open, if they open in person on August 17th.
Board member Sean Strain agreed with her, but seven others argued that for various reasons, CMS just isn't ready for an in-person return, except for the first 2 weeks. Vice Chair Thelma Byers-Bailey argued that the in-person orientation will prevent students from falling through the cracks, as many did when schools abruptly shifted to remote learning in March.
They come to school, they get their equipment, they meet their teacher, they establish that relationship with that teacher. Now they know how remote works. If they don't understand it, they can sit down with the teacher and work through it.
Several board members noted that many employees are afraid of being exposed to the virus if they return in person, and that older school buildings have poor ventilation. Here's Ruby Jones, a retired educator.
So there are so many variables out there that rightfully so make teachers fearful. Caring, loving, talented teachers. And we're going to have a lot of teacher absenteeism, and that's going to mean that we crowd more students into classrooms together.
Board members said they view remote learning as a stopgap measure, allowing CMS more time to figure out safe in-person strategies. And, as member Margaret Marshall put it,
we need some time for our community to do the hard work of getting this virus under control.
With the mix of bringing students in for a short period in the beginning and then moving into distance learning, members acknowledged the need for metrics that will show when it's time to bring students back into the classroom for good. But that's part of the work that lies ahead. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.